final week of coaches shows here begin on 103.9 KNZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. And it starts off here with our Dauphin West girls locker room chat with head coach Perry Smith. This locker room chat brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union, Mendoza, H. April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, the Dauphin West Mustangs here closing out the regular season, a nice 15-8, 5-5 throughout the Twin Valley League. Coach, before we talk about the postseason, coach, what are some thoughts here about the season as it came to a close?
Well, just like all of them, when you get my age, they go pretty quick. I thought the season went fast. I thought we did some good things, got better every week, I feel like, and hopefully that propels us on into postseason play, and because this is the time of year it really matters. So we hope we continue to strive to get to where we want to go.
Well, coach, you're going to be taking on the Jackson Heights Cobras tomorrow, not just your alma mater, but my alma mater too, and of course Jackson Heights team that, you know, not being a part of the Twin Valley League, but you've seen over the past couple of years. So going into this matchup, what are some things that you kind of are expecting here from this Cobra team to do, and how are you going to expect to get this victory?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they do some awful good things. I think watching them on film, they play hard. They've got a couple shooters. They're fairly athletic. We played them last year in sub-state, so we're pretty familiar with them. I think they've got four starters back, or four girls that played a lot of minutes back on this team. So we know a little bit about them, probably a lot more than we did a year ago when we played them. So we hope that we go play well, and if we do that, hopefully things kind of go our way. But they do some good things, and we look forward to getting on the court on Thursday for sure.
Well, last year was a phenomenal run to the state championship game. I know you did fall up short in there, but what are some big keys that, you know, you can kind of draw from last year that made that team so successful to have a successful postseason run here this year?
Well, we always focus on being our best at the end of the year. We talk about it, you know, we aim towards it. We feel like, you know, we've kind of been doing that the last, you know, 6 or 7 years here at Dauphin West. And we hope this year's no exception. We got to go play on the floor, but our program, you know, we're proud of where it is. We're proud of what we've become, a major player at the state level. And our girls expect it, and our coaches, you know, sure demand it. And that's the fun part, seeing our kids when they enter as freshmen, you know, expect to play in the biggest games at the highest level. And this year will be no exception. You know, we feel like we're good enough to do that. And if things come together, hopefully we'll have a chance to show it.
Of course, you have an incredible senior class. What are you kind of expecting those seniors to do and to put all they can out on the court here upcoming this Thursday?
Well, we do. You know, our two seniors have played in a lot of big games, and they've played a lot of minutes, throughout their high school career. And I feel both of them are playing some of their best basketball of the season right now. So that's good. But they're going to have to continue that and keep that leadership going, you know, forward for us to end on a high note and end where we want to. So they know what's ahead of them, and I think they're looking forward to that challenge as well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for our final week of our coaches shows.
Thank you, Crendon. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Perry Smith of the Dauphin West girls. Again, they will be taking on the Jackson Heights Cobras tomorrow at home.